And we'd like to say good morning to some guys driving their way down south for the show Saturday night at the Poorhouse with Charleston's Rare Creatures and 87 Nights. We say hello to Jordan and Shane and Jeff and Kirby. It is Mo Lauda and the Humble. How you doing, guys?
Oh, hey, doing great. Thanks for getting the name right.
No, hey, our pleasure. Are you kidding me? Thanks for joining us this morning. You guys are going to be at the Poorhouse on Saturday night, and you're trekking down from Philly. Let's talk about it, because you started in Philly, Temple University. I mean, how would you compare what you're doing nowadays to some of those house parties and bar shows that you put on there at Temple in Philadelphia?
Don't have to go to school the next day, which is nice. Yeah, the shows don't smell as bad. I don't know. Those were a lot of fun. That's kind of how we got our start, as you know. But
yeah, I was going to say
shows are a little bit more professional.
Now, when you think about what you guys are doing nowadays, because you have the full length album Creatures that came out in 2018, and you've got a new single out called Sleeves. You know, how would you compare that to the way you guys started out there in Philly?
I definitely think we've grown in our sound. I think Creatures. We sort of put together this group of 10 songs that were still really in that rock vein, but that we felt were much more cohesive, whereas Curse the Weather, we were just a bunch of 20-year-olds recording every song that we had and just throwing it at the wall kind of thing. That almost felt a little bit more like a mixtape, just sort of slapping these songs together on one record. Ended up working out well, but Creatures, we definitely kind of wrote as a group of songs. And then this newer stuff, I think, same approach, but we definitely chilled it out a bit more. I think everything's a little bit more in the vein of we wanted to write as a listener rather than just writing for the live show. And I think we listen to a lot of stuff that has a ton of textures and thoughtful, you know, compositions and arrangements. And then our job now is to make those work live now that they exist in the way we would like them to on the record.
Well, you know, they always say that, you know, you worked your entire life to write that first album, and then you start working on the follow-up and the ones after that, but working as a cohesive unit and writing together when you did Creatures in 2018, and now you mentioned the new stuff, Sleeves, the new single that's out. You guys have added some synths to the mix, haven't you?
Yeah, we added a member. We're now a four-piece, and I think a massive part of our sound on this record and also the last record was adding Jeff Lutzi on bass about 4 years ago. He does so much more than playing bass. He's really a student of the game as far as soundscapes and pedals and effects, and has taught me so much as a guitar player and a producer, I think. All of us, really. It's at the point now where we do all our own records, and all three of us work on so much other stuff outside of this band that it's really a band of producers at this point. So I think we really let loose and had fun in the studio this time, which I hope translates really well to, you know, the recorded product.
Yeah, so with singer-guitarist Jordan Caiola, and then, of course, you mentioned Jeff Lucci on bass, and Shane Woods, you on drums, and Kirby, who's been added to the band as well. You know, I know you guys have the new release coming out March the 6th. You can start streaming Ready Coat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Ready Coat comes from the title of the ninth track called Get Your Ready Coat On. I was just sort of writing the lyrics for that and just kind of mumbling lines over the guitar part I had, and Get Your Ready Coat On was the first kind of line that came out at the drop, and I just wasn't exactly sure what I had meant by it, what my subconscious mind meant by it, but now I sort of just think of it as we've been sitting on this record for like 2 years or working on it for 2 years, and Get Your Ready Coat On just is sort of this get ready for what's next, get ready for what you're about to hear, us get ready for whatever next chapter is with the band, because it's just been such a snowball of momentum, in my opinion. I think we're all pretty excited for what's to come.
I mean, energy is definitely key. I mean, we're there to have fun and there to play, you know, some of our higher energy stuff, but we're definitely playing a few new songs, and we're going to potentially do a little more stretching out to certain sections, but this is a little more newer song focused, but it's not going to be everything from the new record. Some old favorites. I really like the jam. Yeah, there's always one or two songs per set that we just kind of don't put a time limit on and kind of let them go wherever they feel right going.
Keeps them fresh, keeps them fun. When you play we play over 100 shows a year, so when you play a lot of the same songs, sometimes you need to fall back in love with them and find a way to keep it different and fun each time. And I think that translates to a crowd. I don't want to go up and I don't want to go see a band that just goes up and goes through the motions every night. I want to see them playing for the reason they started playing in the first place, which was because it's fun as hell to jam with your friends.
Amen to that. I mean, that's what we look forward to seeing when we see a live concert, is that kind of energy and that kind of spontaneity, what's happening in the moment, and the energy from the stage and the energy from the crowd back to the stage and back and forth. You know, and with you guys coming down here for have you had a chance to visit Charleston before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We love that town.
We come down many times a year and stay as long as we can.
Well, I noticed on your tour dates that after Saturday night you have a little time off, so maybe you're gonna be hanging out here in town a little bit.
Oh, yeah, till Thursday. Yeah, we're gonna take a nice little get away from the cold up here week.
Yeah, shoot some pool at ACs. Yeah,
absolutely. There you go. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, Mo Lauda and the Humble at the Poorhouse Saturday night, and then shooting pool at ACs later on when they're vacationing down here. Okay, I got to ask you, since you guys are from Philly, though. Because this is, you know, in the South, and especially in Charleston, which is one of the great restaurant towns in the world. From Philly, I got it. Which way do you go in the cheesesteak, bud?
Mm. Ooh, like what style or what place?
Which place?
It's a good place called Jim's.
Jim's is great.
On South Street. I mean, Joe's in Fishtown's pretty good. You really can't go wrong unless, like, most good pizza shops and stuff, like, have some pretty decent cheesesteaks, but I wouldn't suggest waiting in line at like Pat's or Geno's or something, unless it's 2 a.m. and they're the only thing that delivers.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody knows Pat's and Geno's, but I like the local flavor, the local knowledge, so that's good to know, man.
Yeah. So I would say the roast pork sandwich is a better sandwich than the cheesesteak.
Ooh.
Better regional sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds yummy. That sounds delicious. Okay, I got the munchies. I have to talk to you guys here, so... Now, we want to remind everybody, you can start streaming the new release, Ready Coat, on March the 6th, and you can see them Saturday night with Rare Creatures and 87 Nights at the Poorhouse, and then you might see them at AC Shooting Pool and other places around town. But thank you for taking some time out to talk to us while you're driving down here for your shows this weekend, and we really appreciate it. And we will enjoy the new single, Sleeves, as we have in the past with the Creatures and the Curse the Weather. So thanks for tuning in and joining us, man.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No, you bet. You guys have a great time at the Poorhouse, and we appreciate everything. Safe travels.
Thanks, man.
See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.